Hello, hello, hello. You have to excuse my tardiness. There is quite a bit going on here in the studio, and I don't have my computer, so not currently. Well, it is functioning. The top fifth of the screen is not, though, making it very difficult for me to use it. So, operating with new technology, as I did last week, and trying to find headphones that work in the studio, because apparently that's very hard right now. And, wait, no, I did that. Of course I did that wrong, because I don't know how to use this. All right, there we go. Let's just get this, while I get the thing set up. Neil. Oh, no. I pressed the button, too, and it... Whatever. Hello. Hope everybody has been having a good week. And I wanted to welcome you into the WJRH listening sphere family with a little, reminder that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This here is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can listen to us online at WJRH.org. And got a little safari-themed episode for y'all today. Starting off with a little track from the little duo that is no more, unfortunately. It's a track from the band Chairlift that very unfortunately decided to break up in December and played their very last show in their home of Brooklyn on the 22nd of April. So, In loving memoriam, is that a thing? Yeah, it is, of the band Chairlift. Let's give a little listen to their track, Sidewalk Safari. How many times have you guys listened to, like, the very beginning, or, like, a weird bit of electric feel at this point? Anyway, here, this time, is Sidewalk Safari from Chairlift. Sidewalk Safari from Chairlift, a band which no longer is together. It's what a shame. You might know Chairlift from some of their other tracks, perhaps Bruises, you know, get a little bit of a, you know, isn't it like, is an iTunes commercial, I think, or... Sorry, I miss them so much. Anyway, moving on. we don't really move on from that kind of thing, do we? We're going to do a little track from one of my favorite bands, which, wow, this is just going to make me sad now. It's my one of my favorite bands, Hospitality, another Brooklyn-based band who just kind of fell off the face of the earth. And I messaged them on Facebook. I said, did you guys break up? And they left me on read. And it makes me so sad. And I emailed their record label. I'm like, what happened to Hospitality? Well, I Facebook messaged their record company. And they read the message and then didn't answer it. And then I said, I've never been left unread by a record label before. And then they left that unread as well. And it makes me so sad because I miss Hospitality. But luckily, Hospitality did leave us with... two excellent albums, as well as a little single with a B-side. And we're going to give a little listen to that B-side right now. It's the B-side Monkey. Oh, right. That's from that Chairlift Sidewalk Safari, the first track. That's the first track off their 2012 debut, Something. And a 2012 album. I don't think it's their debut. Sorry, it's very jumbled. Moving on to Monkey by Hospitality off the 2012 single The Drift, but with this is the B-side. Sorry for babbling. Let's listen to Monkey.
Oh,
And there we had Monkey and me doing a favor to hospitality, because there's another minute, like a whole another 60 seconds of that riff just going on. Like, I turn to Emily, this is just key. It keeps going on for like another 43 seconds. Unbelievable. Mistake from hospitality, a rare mistake from hospitality, but I guess they won't be making any more because they fell off the face of the earth. Moving on to a little band I almost saw in January, a little band called TV Girl, and we're going to listen to their most popular track, Birds Don't Sing. Now, remember, don't in this instance has no apostrophe. It's grammatically incorrect. Quick tangent. The other week, just doing my thing, learning, and what did I do? I was in my anthropology class, and we were discussing, linguistic anthropology, the only thing I've have had a vested interest in this year. I'm still doing well in the class at my parents', and getting really interested in it, and I was enjoying the material. And then my professor decided to say that it's like there's no such thing as being grammatically incorrect. It's just a different dialect, which made my cold, dead heart and the cold blood it pumps just boil in anger. Because what are we if we don't have rules? We need rules in grammar, or else we're going to just be a bunch of Staten Island residents or something. I don't know. Moving on to another. Is this? No, the TV Girl is not from Brooklyn, I don't believe. Right? I hope not. I think they're from LA. Yeah, they are. Right. Moving on to the next track on this little broadcast. Got Birds Don't Sing from TV Girl off their 2014 album, French Exit.
Tell you.
Middle track there from TV Girl, California band. Right, what do I have to say? Oh, yeah, so I went to one of their shows in Brooklyn, and then the show was not to be. It was very sad. And yeah, that's what I have to say. I got a refund, though, because their openers were awful. So don't mess with TV Girl. Moving on to the first, it's a silly commentary. Moving on to a track from one of my favorite albums, Toro y Moi's 2015 effort, What For? And we're going to give a little listen to the track Buffalo, in keeping with our little safari theme. So here we go, with Buffalo from Toro y Moi. Oh dear, you'll have to excuse me. Got a little preview of our next track from They Might Be Giants off the album from 1990, Flood. And, right, that's it's a track about a birdhouse in your soul, this track. I'm not sure what that means, but maybe if you give it a good hard listen, you can find out. Here's Birdhouse in Your Soul from They Might Be Giants. We'll be right back.
over you. Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. New canary in the outlet by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Wait, oh, yeah, oh good. There we had They Might Be Giants with Birdhouse in Your Soul. Now, you might have noticed... Wait, let me check the Spurs score. Okay, that's not great. They're up by one, but they shouldn't be. They should be up by more than one because they're the Spurs. Right, what am I doing? Right, Birdhouse in Your Soul. So the band is called... They Might Be Giants, but neither of them are particularly tall. Fun fact. That's not a fun fact. Ooh, no, that's not good. Excuse me. I burped a little. It's about an actual, like, nightlight that looks like a canary. And, nothing too exciting. Right, let's move on to, I'm going to offer a quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, with me, your host, DJ Roomba, and you can give us a listen online at WJRH.org, or if you're feeling good, give me a call at 610-330-5316. That's 610-330-5316. Next up, we're going to move to Octopus's Garden. Now, while I was typing this song in, I misspelled it and put in Octopus's Harden, like H-A-R-D-E-N, because I'm thinking I got basketball on the mind. Spurs, go Spurs, because my Netsies aren't in the playoffs. That's okay. we will be soon-ish. Right, moving on to the Beatles with their track Octopus's Garden off the 1969 classic Abbey Road. Let's give it a listen.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
The Beatles with the track Octopus's Garden. I don't know. Ooh, there's definitely fun stuff about this song. And by the way, I realize that we're doing a safari theme. It's got to be a pretty incredible safari to include octopi. But right, let's give it a listen. Give it a little Google search. Octopus's Garden. Sung by Ringo, of course. It's the second song he wrote. It's came about when he was on Peter Sellers' boat and he ordered fish and chips, but instead of fish he got squid, and it was the first time he'd eaten squid. There we go. Nothing too interesting up past that. And right, let's move on, I guess. Wow, great transitions here from DJ Roomba. We're gonna move on to the track Elephant from Tame Impala to make sure that this show is, you know, very uninspiringly indie and mainstreamy indie with the Beatles and Tame Impala. Right, so let's give a little listen to Elephant. Again, pretty awesome safari if you got it. Well, no, it's okay. It's more reasonable-ish. With let's go listen to the track Elephant from Tame Impala's 2012 album Lonerism. Tame Impala with the track Elephant, 2012 album Lonerism. Now this track was written, I did do a little bit of research, about some artists in Perth, Australia, who just were a little bit too confident about their music. You know, they are the elephant being sung about. You know, they just felt like, oh, we're going to make it big. And then Kevin Parker was like, actually, I'm going to make it big. And then he did, because he's being played in a basement in Easton, Pennsylvania, just because people enjoy his music, myself included. Moving on to another Australian artist, just because, I'm going to give a good old listen to Courtney Barnett, coming out with a new album this year. We don't know when. She's working on it, looking forward to it. But for the time being, let's give a little listen to A Dead Fox from her 2015 effort. Sometimes I sit and think, and sometimes I just sit. Dead Fox from Courtney Barnett. You notice some of what people find endearing about Courtney Barnett's music is that she doesn't, like, and at no point does she even try to hide her very Australian accent. And I don't know. Some people are maybe fans. Who knows? But let's move on. You know, we had two Australian artists in a row, and now we're going to have two, this song included, this past song, Dead Fox included, we're going to have two kind of, you know, deadpan singers here, like some talk singers. I forget what the word is. There's a German word for it, obviously. We're going to listen to Cake, the band Cake, with their track Comfort Eagle off the album Comfort Eagle, which came out in 2001. And let's give Comfort Eagle, the song, a listen.
We are building a religion. We are building it bigger. We are widening the corridors and adding more lanes. We are building a religion, a limited edition. We are now accepting collars for these pendant keychains. To resist it is useless. It is useless to resist it. His cigarette is burning, but he never seems to ash. He is grooming his poodle. He is living Comfort Eagle. You can meet at his location, but you'd better come with cash. Now his hat is on backwards. He can show you his tattoos. He is in the music business. He is calling you dude. Now today is tomorrow, and tomorrow today, and yesterday is weaving in and out. And the fluffy white lines that the airplane leaves behind are drifting right in front of the waning of the moon. He is handling the money, he's serving the food. He knows about your party, he is calling you dude. Yeah, do you believe in the one big sign? The double white shine on the boot heels of your prime. Doesn't matter if you're skinny, doesn't matter if you're fat. You can dress up like a sultan in your onion head hat. We are building a religion, we are making a brand. We're the only ones to turn to when your castles turn to sand. Take a bite of this apple, Mr. Corporate Events. Take a walk through the jungle of cardboard shanties and tents. Some people drink Pepsi, some people drink Coke. The wacky morning DJ says democracy's a joke. He says, now do you believe in the one big song? He's now accepting callers who would like to sing along. He says, do you believe in the one true edge? By fastening your safety belts and stepping towards the ledge. He is handling the money, he is serving the food. He is now accepting callers, he is calling me dude. Do you believe in the one big sign? The double wide shine on the boot heels of your prime. There's no need to ask directions if you ever lose your mind. We're behind you, we're behind you. And let us please remind you, we can send a car to find you if you ever lose your way. We are building a religion. We are building it bigger.
Eagle from Cake. What do we say? You got, there's a eagle, Comfort Eagle. Let's give a little. It's on Genius. That's fun. The line is like, it's about making the music more accessible so more people get into it. You know, we're building a religion, we're building it bigger, widening the corridors and adding more lanes, so making the music more accessible to the masses. This is actually kind of interesting. Check out the Genius for Cake, Comfort Eagle. Very interesting about the music industry and music itself. Now what time is it? Yeah, we'll give it. This is one of my favorite songs. I usually try to listen to it in the album, in the sense of the album itself. But we'll give a listen to Radiohead off the album, the classic, one of my favorite albums, In Rainbows, the track Weird Fishes Arpeggi. This is just an experience of a song. So let's get straight to it. Let's tune your ears into, well, that doesn't make sense, Weird Fishes Arpeggi. Thank you. What a ride. We're so lucky that we have Tom York to bring us on said ride. In Rainbows for the Uninitiated, broke the record industry. You know, they decided to release it on a pay-what-you-want scheme. So you go to their website, type in how much you want to pay for it, and then they get that. They released it independently. They made a ton of money, and you could pay what you want. Isn't that cool? It is. And it's Radiohead with a fantastic album that you could pay anything you want for. Wow. Moving on to the Alessi Brothers, I don't think I've played them before, but I'm going to do a little track from them called Seabird. Hopefully they have those at Safaris. But let's give a little listen to Seabird. No, that was bad. Sorry. There we had the Alessi Brothers, about whom I know very little. Other than that, they seem to have lisps. Alessi Brothers. Let's give a little. Da-da-da-da. They're from Long Island. That's fun. Da-da-da-da. They did jingles and advertisements. Wow. I think they were a one-hit wonder in the United Kingdom. With Put Away Your Love, Oh Lori, which, and no, I haven't played that. That's a good track too. I'd recommend it. And yeah, there we go. That's little stuff about the Alessi Brothers. There we go. All right, up to our last track of the night with the man I love very much, Father John Misty, otherwise known as Josh Tillman. We're gonna give a little track. Gives a little listen to his final, Wait, oh, actually, no. There's a new Kyle Duke track. There is, but I'm not sure if it's out yet. It is out! Ah! Hold the presses. We're listening to the new Kyle Duke. Sorry. This is what my life has come to. Let me just type it in the old... you can listen to I Love You, Honey Bear by Father John Misty. It's a great track. But for right now, we're going to listen to Pond by Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, this is good. Right. Let's. Oh, this is my first time listening. I'm very excited. Pond from Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys. That's I Love You, Honey Bear. I didn't click on the track. Is it?
My mind's been murky for a week or two. I've been floating away when I should be coming to. I'm going blind inside this fever dream. My blistered mouth is dry, and I'm just trying to keep it clean. Tie an anchor around these days and swim away till I find myself a new bed in the water. My gills are bleeding from the parasite. They're laying eggs all day, and they torture me at night.
What is going on?
Up now from the beating sun. I'm trying to keep it cool, but I'm afraid I'm not much fun. Friends with all the frogs, I'll put my face in the sand. Maybe I'll come out a better man.
Tie an anchor around these days, just swim away,
till I find myself a new bed in the water.
There we had Pond, Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys. Can't say I'm a big fan. Well, no, it's a good track. It's just not. It's not the Kyle Duke we associate with such classics as the live version of Angie's Mind. A lot of singing today. I'm sorry. Anyway, a quick reminder that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Needle. Sorry, that was off key, and it was not good. With me, your host, DJ Roomba, and visit us online at wjrh.org, which is being in the process of being revamped by me. Well, no, not by me, but by some of my lovely fellow board members. And that's it. And then... yeah, that's all I have to say. Hope you have an excellent week. Good luck with, I know Lafayette students are approaching their final week, and that I know, all two of my listeners, are going to need that extra help in the weeks to come as finals approach. And the end of this semester of Shock Me Electric Neil comes to a little close. Anyway, this is the end now. Enough of me blabbering. Be sure to listen to I Love You Honey Bear from Father John Misty. Great track. Fits in with the safari theme more than Pond, although Pond does a little bit. Alright, I'll put an end to my babbling now. Have an excellent night, excellent week. If I can find the thing where I can end the show, I will end it. Goodbye.